USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
CIA Director Gina Haspel and other intelligence officials are scheduled to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers today about alleged Russian bounties placed on the heads of U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan. The White House has said that the reports are uncorroborated and did not rise to the level that the president needed to be briefed on them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others are expected to be at that briefing today. The U.S. is coming off a staggeringly bad day when it comes to new coronavirus cases. Over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday. The first time ever more than 50,000 cases were reported in the United States in a single day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A huge trade deal with America's neighbors is now in effect, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has gone into effect, rewriting the terms of trade between the three countries. President Trump signed the agreement in January to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement of 1994, with the White House declaring that the deal will result in stronger economic growth with more jobs for American workers and fairer trade in the country.
Authorities in Iowa say multiple police officers were assaulted during a protest at the state's capital in Des Moines yesterday. Police say protesters followed them into the parking lot of the capital yesterday as they were arresting three people for allegedly damaging a police squad car. They claim that the protesters then attacked that group of officers, police not releasing any other details. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many have been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.